The store went quiet in stages. Last customer out. Lights dimmed up front. Music cut mid-chorus. By the time Jordan keyed the stockroom door, the only sounds left were the hum of the coolers and the drag of his own breath. Maya slipped in after him, badge still clipped to her shirt, eyes wired from a long shift and something sharper. They had been circling this for weeks. Closed jokes. Long looks near the register. Hands brushing when they counted cash. It started as a rebound. That was the word in Jordan's head. Something quick to wipe out the wreck of his last breakup. No promises, no labels. In the back of his mind, he believed she understood. In the tight, crowded dark of the stockroom, understanding vanished. The line between rush and regret blurred. When they stepped back out under the flickering fluorescent strip near the time clock, the store did not feel the same. By morning, neither would their team. Chapter 1. Boundaries slip. Closing shifts always dragged at the end of the month. The manager pushed sales hard. The district kept calling. The team moved on sore feet and burned nerves. Jordan felt it in his shoulders as he pulled the gate halfway down at the front entrance and locked it. The parking lot outside had thinned to 3 cars. The air inside felt stale. Maya walked past him with a basket of abandoned items and a sharp nod. She did not smile. She did not need to. They had been trading looks all night. He felt the pull every time she cut behind him at the register or leaned in to grab receipt paper. It was pressure built one stray touch at a time. He checked the time clock. The manager had left 10 minutes ago. 2 part-timers were in the back, finishing trash and cardboard. Jordan called out that he would help with a quick count. His voice sounded steady. Inside, his thoughts ran fast. The stockroom was crowded with end-of-season boxes. Tall stacks leaned in narrow lanes. The overhead light failed to reach the far corners. It felt tucked away behind the bright order of the sales floor. Maya set the basket down on a low pallet and turned toward him. Her hands shook only once before she hid them on her hips. "So," she said, "we doing this or not?" The choice dropped between them. No romance, no soft lead-in, just a challenge in everything they had hinted at in the past weeks. He stepped closer. He could smell her sweat and cheap perfume mixed with dust from cardboard. He had told himself this would be simple. Adults making a decision. No one owed anyone anything. They closed the distance in a rush. A kiss against the metal rack, breath against neck. A hand at the small of her back. Clothes stayed on. It was still too far from safe to risk more. The danger was not in skin. The danger was in what they were turning loose in that cramped room where cameras did not reach. It ended as quick as it had started. A deep breath. A step back. He glanced at the door. She watched his eyes and saw the calculation. That was the first crack. She pulled her name badge straight. He wiped his mouth with the back of his hand and gave a small, tight laugh. "We are good," he said. "Right, no weirdness." Maya nodded on reflex. "Yeah, we are grown. I am good." The words landed wrong in her chest. Grown and good should have felt solid. Instead, they echoed. She swallowed it down. If she showed any doubt, now it would sound needy. She refused to hand him that. They walked out of the stockroom in silence. The fluorescent lights on the sales floor hit hard after the dim back room. Maya blinked it away and went to wipe down the front counter. Jordan checked the doors again and called out to the part-timers. They clocked out and left in a rush, eager to escape. At the time clock, Maya slid her card through the reader and listened to the short beep. Jordan stood a few feet away, waiting his turn. Their shoulders nearly brushed. He did not look at her. "See you tomorrow," he said. She turned her head. "Yeah, tomorrow." That was it. No text on the way home. No call. Her phone stayed blank. She stared at the screen in her small apartment later that night, telling herself he was tired, telling herself this was casual, and she knew that going in. The more she repeated it, the more it scraped. Morning shift came early. By 9:15, the store buzzed with customers and returns. The smell of burnt coffee from the tiny break room drifted into the aisles. Maya walked in with a tight bun and a fresh coat of lipstick, armor for the day. She checked the schedule posted on the corkboard. Her name sat under Jordan's for 3 shared shifts this week. Her stomach flipped at the sight, equal parts dread and thrill. She wanted to talk. She wanted clear words. The memory of the stockroom pressed in behind her eyes. She told herself she just needed 5 honest minutes. In the break room, Co-worker Tasha poured coffee and scrolled her phone. She glanced up as Maya stepped in and wiped her hands on her apron. "You look wired," Tasha said. "You good or you about to snap on a customer today?" Maya almost brushed it off. The secret sat on her tongue, bitter and hot. Keeping it alone felt heavier than she had expected. She pulled open the fridge, stared at the sad yogurt cup inside, and made a choice. "I hooked up with somebody last night," Maya said. "From here." Tasha's eyes snapped up. "From here, here? Or like someone who used to work here?" "Here, here." Maya shut the fridge and leaned against it. Her heart kicked harder. "Jordan." The room stilled for a second. Tasha blinked. A small whistle slipped through her teeth. "Damn," she said. "You and Lee Jordan, that was fast." Maya tried to sound breezy. "It was nothing deep. We were already flirting. Just kind of happened after close." "Is he your rebound from that last dude?" Tasha asked. "Because he does not do relationships. He tells everybody that." Maya's chest tightened. "Yeah, I know. I'm not asking for all that. It is casual." She heard the lie in her own voice. Tasha heard it too. Her friend's eyes softened, but she did not push. She just nodded slow. "Okay," Tasha said. "Just do not let him make you feel crazy. He is smooth with that. You know how he is." The warning slipped deep. Maya carried it with her as she walked back out to the floor. She told herself she was fine. She told herself she could handle a man who wanted to keep things light. Under it all, a quiet hope kept breathing. By midday, fragments of the story had already moved. Tasha did not spread it, but someone heard one line through the thin break room door. A half-heard name. A guess. Retail teams survived on scraps of drama. Two part-timers whispered in the stockroom while they broke down boxes. A cashier raised her eyebrows at the mention of closing shifts. By the time Jordan arrived for his afternoon start, the air felt different. It was not loud. It was not open. It was the kind of buzz that makes people glance up when you walk past. He felt it before he even hit the time clock. He walked in with headphones around his neck and keys at his belt. His eyes swept the room. He saw Maya straightening a display in seasonal. She looked away a second too late. He caught the flicker. In the break room, he met Tasha by the coffee pot. She watched him over the rim of a chipped mug. "You and Maya were here late last night," she said. "Not a question." He poured himself water from the cooler. "Yeah, closing shift. You saw the schedule." "You two get out of here on time?" she asked. He shrugged. "More or less. Why?" Tasha held his gaze, just hearing things. Jordan felt the ground shift under that simple line. He had been through this before at other jobs. Lines crossed, eyes watching. The pattern always started the same. He leaned on his old defense. "Look," he said, "me and Maya are cool. We are grown. Nothing serious. I'm not that guy. I do not play anybody." Tasha's face stayed blank. "Does she know it is nothing serious?" "I told her I am not looking for anything," he said. "I keep it honest." It sounded clean in his mouth. He did not mention the words he never actually said in the stockroom. He had hinted, joked, called himself bad news once with a grin. He counted that as warning. It kept his conscience clear. Later, near the front counter, Maya found him changing a promo sign. Her pulse jumped. She forced her voice level. "We need to talk," she said. He did not look up at first. "About what?" "About last night," she said. "I just want to know where we are. I do not want weird energy at work." He sighed and finally turned to her. His expression stayed calm, slightly bored. A look he used with upset customers. "We are nowhere," he said. "It was what it was. I thought we were on the same page. You're not catching feelings already, right?" The words hit hard. Not shouted, not cruel on the surface. The sting came from how small they made her sound, catching feelings. As if she was a teenager with a crush instead of a woman who had let him close in a locked room after a long day. Maya stepped back. "I just wanted clarity," she said. "That is all." "Clarity is this," he answered. "We chill. We keep it light. We keep work clean. No drama. You good with that? We are cool. You not good with that? We stop. Simple." He moved away to help a customer without waiting for her answer. The conversation ended on his terms. She stood there holding a stack of receipts, fingers digging into the paper. Her face burned. She knew Tasha was watching from the next lane, pretending to tidy impulse items. For the rest of the shift, every small thing felt loaded. A cashier cutting their eyes between the two of them. A part-timer snickering in the break room when Maya walked in. a manager asking if everything was all right on the front line in a careful voice. The story was out now, even if no one had the full truth. To some ears, it would sound like a messy fling. To others, it would sound like a woman who should have known better. Jordan's version would travel faster. He spoke first. He used simple lines, no feelings, no promises. As Maya counted her till at closing, her hands shook for the first time that day. Coins clinked against the tray in sharp bursts. She thought about his words in the bright light of the register. We are nowhere. We keep it light. No drama. She forced the drawer shut and signed the slip. For the first time since that stockroom door closed the night before, a new thought pushed through the noise. If they were nowhere, why did it already feel like she was the only one paying for it? You said, next, T said, understood. Next is chapter 2. Here is chapter 2, sides form, written under full hardline edition rules, using only the approved outline materials, and introducing no overlap with chapter 1. When you approve, I will move to chapter 3. Chapter 2, sides form. The shift board became the first clue. Not loud, not obvious, just a quiet change in how the hours landed. Maya saw it Tuesday morning when she clocked in. Her name had slid down one line. Jordan's had moved up. Two part-timers were shifted to cover aisles she normally handled. It looked like any normal adjustment if you did not know the undercurrent. She felt the meaning right away. The team had already split in small private ways, no open comments, no jokes, just a difference in how people greeted her. Some gave warm nods, others gave tight smiles that did not reach their eyes. A few watched her the way people watch drama they want to see burn slow. She felt eyes on her back whenever she stocked shelves. Jordan walked through the store as if nothing had changed. He kept his voice steady and easy. He asked a cashier about school. He joked with a stock associate. It was the same charm he used on customers, only sharper now. He knew people were talking. He planned to stay ahead of the story. In the break room, two workers whispered near the microwave when Maya stepped in. They stopped mid-sentence. She felt the weight of silence push her back a step. She grabbed her water bottle and left without speaking. Her throat tightened when she reached the restroom. She locked the door and breathed through it, slow and careful. By midday, the pressure had a rhythm. Every small task became a test. She put out new inventory. Someone double-checked her labels. She called for change. The manager sent Jordan instead of a cashier. She tried to steady herself and pretend she did not feel the shift. The hardest moment came near the back room door. She passed Jordan on her way to grab cleaning supplies. His shoulder brushed hers, not by accident, not by force, just enough to say he was still the one choosing the temperature. "You good?" he asked. "Yes," she answered without pause. "Good. Keep your head down," he said. "People get dramatic for no reason." The words sounded soft to anyone listening from a distance. To her, they landed like blame, as if she had triggered the tension, as if he had no part in the heat building around them. In the middle of the afternoon, Maya reached her limit. She found Jordan near the seasonal aisle, restocking candles. Customers drifted nearby, but she kept her voice low. "We need to talk again," she said. Jordan did not turn right away. He lined up one more candle. Then he faced her with a careful smile. "About what?" "You know about what," she said. "People are treating me different. I just want to understand why we are doing this." He rested both hands on the shelf. The smile faded. "Maya," he said, "you are reading too deep into stuff. Folks gossip, it is retail, they get bored, you are letting it get to you." "That is not what this feels like," she said. "Well," he answered, "that is how it is." She waited for more. He offered none. He wiped his hands on his apron and stepped around her. It was a clean escape. She was left staring at the empty space where he had been standing. She walked back toward the front, unsure if she was shaking from anger or humiliation. The team noticed. One cashier gave her a long, steady look, the kind that said she understood more than she let on. Another cashier looked away as if siding with Jordan offered protection. By late afternoon, the manager spotted the tension from across the floor. He approached them both near the registers and asked if everything was running smooth. Jordan answered first. He nodded, said all was calm, and made sure his tone carried confidence. The manager bought it. He walked off without pressing further. Maya felt the trap tighten. Jordan had the manager's ear. He held authority in small ways that mattered. He did not need to shout. He only needed to stay composed and let her look like the one losing grip. At 4:30, she found a quiet moment in the break room. The hum of the vending machine filled the air. She sat alone, elbows on the table, hands covering her face. She needed one clean truth, something she could hold without questioning herself. Footsteps entered the room. She looked up and saw Tasha closing the door behind her. "You okay?" Tasha asked. "No," Maya said. "I feel like I am disappearing in front of them." Tasha sat across from her. "He's turning it. I can see it. He's making you look unstable. That is how he stays safe." Maya looked at the table. "I just want him to admit what he is doing." "He will not," Tasha said. "He never does." A long silence passed between them. The break room felt small and cramped, as if the walls were moving closer. Maya forced herself to breathe slow. She stood up. "I am not crazy." "No," Tasha said. "You are not, but he is counting on you to think you are." The words dug deep. They stayed with her when she returned to the floor. She saw Jordan near the registers. He did not look at her. He did not need to. His distance was a message. Near closing, she caught him alone in the aisle with the cleaning supplies. The store was nearly empty. The music played low. "Jordan," she said, "please stop acting like none of this is happening." He finally looked at her. His eyes stayed cold. "You keep bringing drama that does not exist," he said. "Stop making everything about you." Her breath caught. That was the moment it clicked. He was not confused. He was not overwhelmed. He was choosing this. He was shaping the story one small cut at a time. She stepped back. His silence closed around her like a wall. He picked up a box of gloves and walked away. When the gate rolled down at closing, Maya felt the truth settle heavy in her chest. She was losing ground inside a story he controlled. And tomorrow, she knew, the pressure would rise again. "You said, next, said, understood." Here is Chapter 3, Breakpoint, the final chapter of the Hardline Edition 3-chapter limited series. It uses only the approved outline items and introduces no overlap with earlier chapters. This is the resolution chapter, sharp, grounded, tense, and built for quiet emotional cost. Chapter 3, Breakpoint. The schedule board changed again on Thursday. This time it was not subtle. Maya saw it the moment she walked in. Two of her weekend shifts were cut. One was reassigned to Jordan, another to a part-timer who never worked mornings. The pattern had moved from quiet adjustment to open territory. She felt the hit in her stomach before she could hide it. Jordan stood near the registers, talking to two coworkers. They laughed at a joke she could not hear. The sound carried across the front end like a reminder of who still held the room. She moved toward the back to grab her apron and steady herself before the day started. On the walk through the aisles, she rehearsed lines, facts, times, moments she knew were not imagined. She repeated them until her pulse slowed. She needed something she could show if the day pushed hard. She needed proof for herself more than anyone else. In the break room, she laid her phone on the table and scrolled through a note she had been building all week. Dates of schedule changes, small comments Jordan had made, silence that showed up only after the shift where they hooked up. She did not write emotion. Only the parts she knew were real. When she stepped back on the floor, the pressure had already started. Two workers on freight watched her with open curiosity. One gave a nod of sympathy. The other looked away, as if siding with Jordan protected their own place in the store. The divide had settled into its final shape. At 10:15, a shipment arrived. The front end scrambled to keep customers moving while the back room filled with pallets. Maya took a box cutter and began slicing through tape on seasonal items. She worked with calm motions, not looking for anyone's approval. She kept her breathing level. She focused on her hands. Jordan appeared near the end of the aisle. He pretended to check a price tag while watching her. She felt the stare before she turned. "You good today?" he asked. "I am working," she said. "Good," he answered. "Let's keep it smooth." There was a tone under the word smooth. It was the same tone he used with upset customers who needed to be handled. She felt the message. Stay quiet. Do not make him look bad. She stepped past him without answering. Her silence made him shift his weight. For the first time, she saw a small crack in his control. It was brief but real. By noon, the store felt like a pressure cooker. A manager called a quick team meeting to reset tasks. Everyone gathered near the end caps. Maya stood on one side of the circle. Jordan stood across from her. Their line of sight stayed locked for one tight second. The manager started talking about freight times and weekend scheduling. It was supposed to be routine. Then a cashier asked a simple question about shift swaps. Another asked why hours kept jumping around. The manager tried to answer, but his eyes kept darting toward Maya and Jordan. He could feel the tension without knowing the cause. A part-timer mumbled something under their breath. Another responded louder. The circle tightened. The air moved strange, charged, and sharp. It did not take much for the spark to hit. The manager said one line meant for the whole team. If something is going on between staff, now is the time to say it. Jordan exhaled hard. Nothing is going on, he said. Some people are just taking things personal. Maya felt the words slice through her. She stepped forward before she could stop herself. That is not true, she said. You have been treating me different since last week. The room froze. Eyes snapped to them. The manager raised his hands as if he could stop a falling shelf. Jordan kept his stare on her. You are imagining things, he said. I have been working my shifts. You are the one acting different. It was too fast, too polished. He had rehearsed that line. She recognized it from every time he tried to shift blame. A coworker who had been quiet all week stepped in. Man, you have been cold to her, he said. We all seen it. Another coworker added, hours changed, tasks shifted. It is not just her. Jordan turned on them. You do not know what you are talking about. A crack in his voice betrayed him. It was the first real slip. The room heard it. Even the manager stiffened. Maya spoke again, steady this time. I am not imagining anything. You made choices. I just stopped letting you rewrite it. Jordan opened his mouth, then closed it. He had no clean line left. The room held the silence around him. It was not anger. It was recognition. A shift in how people saw him. A truth forming in their eyes. The manager broke the tension. Both of you. Office, now. The walk to the office felt long. The door shut behind them. Fluorescent light buzzed overhead. The air was tight with things no one wanted to say first. The manager looked at Maya. Tell me what is happening. She did not raise her voice. She did not cry. She listed the facts she had collected, the schedule changes, the remarks, the silence, the way tasks were reassigned after the stockroom incident. She never described the hookup. She only described what came after. Jordan stayed still, his jaw flexed. He tried to interrupt once, but the manager held up a hand. When she finished, the manager turned to Jordan. Is any of this true? Jordan stared at the floor. His voice stayed low. Not like she is saying, people twist things. It was not a denial, not clean, not strong. It hung in the air, thin and weak. The manager exhaled. This cannot continue. I need both of you separated on shifts, and I need this tension gone. Maya nodded. Understood. Jordan said nothing. When she stepped out of the office, she did not feel victory. She did not feel relief. She felt the cost of telling the truth in a place that survives on silence. She walked past the registers with steady steps. The team watched her, some with respect, some with caution, all with new understanding. Near the time clock, she paused. The store lights hummed above her. She signed out for an early break and stepped outside into the heat. The sunlight hit her skin like a new air. She was done shrinking inside someone else's story. Jordan stayed in the store, surrounded by the sudden quiet of coworkers who no longer looked at him the same. His authority had thinned. His script had cracked. The room no longer bent toward him. Maya walked across the lot toward her car. Each step felt heavy, but owned. She did not know what tomorrow's schedule would hold. She did not know who would speak to her or who would avoid her. None of that mattered yet. She opened her door and sat in the driver's seat. For the first time since the stockroom, her breath felt full. Freedom did not come clean. It never does. It came in the form of a quiet walk away from something that never honored her. She started the engine and drove off without looking back.